You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Satan's religion. You know, if you ask Christians to draw a picture of Satan, they draw an evil looking being with a pitchfork and horns. Satan's congregation claims that they're spiritual Jews. Revelation 2 verse 9 says, I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich, and I know the blasphemies of those that say they are Jews and they're not, but are a synagogue of Satan. You know, this is replacement theology. This is the teaching of Christianity that says God threw the Jews away, and now the church is spiritual Israel. Well, let me show you how to cut through to expose that nonsense. First, you have to ignore that the Jews were only one of the 12 tribes, and the preachers out there, they only preach that it's Jews, it's everybody. That Moses was even a Jew, and Moses wasn't a Jew, but he was a Levite. But they claim that it's the Jews. And, okay, if you're spiritual Jews, then what do you do with the law? They say, well, that's for the Jews, and we're Christians, we're Gentiles, so the law is not for us. Well, if you're a spiritual Jew, then the law is for you. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You know, Satan's followers appear to be holy. He has ministers that do the same thing. You identify them by their works, and their works are lawlessness. 2 Corinthians 11:13 says, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Verse 15, therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. So Satan and his demons have ministers, and they transform themselves into workers of light, and that's exactly what. But how do you expose them? Because they teach lawlessness. If your preacher is preaching lawlessness to you, he's not a true minister of light. He's one of Satan's cohorts, his workers. Satan sends his messengers with soothing words to fool the troubled people on earth into thinking that they can reject God's law and escape punishment for sin. There's no such thing as a sin, as a broken law, without a punishment. Revelation 12:9, so the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Satan is deceiving the world. And don't believe his lies. His lies are the law is done away with and nailed to the cross. It's not true, folks. It's not true. Jesus said he seeks those who worship him in heart and in spirit, not those who look for loopholes to disobey him. Why would you want to reject God's laws? Name me one law that's bad, one law that's flawed. You can't. It's my challenge to you. If you hate the law, what is the law? Most people reject it without even knowing what it is. They've not studied it. You want to know how to learn?
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.